Well, I mean, usually your slot corner is probably the third best corner in your team. And I think Jordan's good enough to beat anybody's third best corner. And it's that simple.
How about the size factor?
I think, I mean, you know, every receiver has their own attributes that give them an advantage, whether they're shorter and quicker, or they're bigger and more physical in the slot. I think it's just he uses his body well. I think he knows how to be physical at the line of scrimmage with guys that want to press him. He knows how to release. He's strong at the top of his routes and has really good body control in the catch. So I think he knows how to use his attributes to his advantage.
You guys have looked good in the preseason, in the secondary. How much can you say, okay, based on what we've done in the preseason, because it's only the preseason, that this is going to translate into the regular season?
I mean, none of that matters so far of what we've done. I mean, every day we're trying to get better. The preseason doesn't count for a reason. And so nothing that we do last week, the week before that, this week is going to guarantee that we have success in the season. It's just us going to compete each and every time. We're out here working. We want to be the best unit in the league, and we feel like we can be. But that comes with a lot of work, a lot of daily efforts, a lot of purposeful, meaningful work, and that's yet to be done.
Playing against Aaron Rodgers, playing well, may not matter per se, but it would give you guys a lot of confidence, especially after what those guys did to you guys last year.
I mean, we got confidence regardless. I think, you know, whoever we match up against, we have confidence in playing our technique and competing. So I don't think going against Green Bay will give us more confidence. I think it's just an opportunity for us to compete.
Where do you get better prepared for the season? Out here in the training or in those preseason games?
I mean, you know, I think both you get different things. I think from a skill standpoint, you during practice is where you really hone in on your skills. But when you get to the game, you know, you get the timing of tackling. And because we don't tackle live out here, but you get the timing of actually striking somebody, what it's really like to fit in the run. And it's a little bit faster, a little more intense. So the timing aspect you get back in the preseason games. But from a skill development, that's all during the work week, and really by the time the game comes, you just out there playing.
It hasn't turned out to be much of a competition for that second safety spot. What has Walker done to kind of lock it down during the catch?
He's made a bunch of plays since he's got here. I mean, whether he's punching the ball out, he's making interceptions, you know, he's playing well. He knows the defense, he's making calls. So it really hadn't been close when you talk about this second safety spot. Which is good. You know, I think we wanted to see somebody come in and grab that spot by the horns, and he's done such. And so we're excited to see what that turns out to be this year.
How's the communication with you and him? Because the other two guys in the starting secondary, you know pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's still ongoing. I think the communication between me and him is great. I think this week, though, we've put me with the twos and let some of the younger guys who are battling for that third spot take reps with the ones to make not only them communicate, but also make kind of Walter take that lead and be able to make all the calls and get guys lined up as well. So that part, you know, with him being new in the system, something that we're still developing.
What were your early impressions of Nelson and, you know, now that camp's weeks, you know, has anything changed?
My initial thoughts about Nelson were that he's a great athlete. He's very, very smooth and sudden, and has really good routes for a young receiver. The one thing that when he first got here that I don't think he understood was the timing of offensive football in the NFL, that it's not, you know, in the game, it's not like a one-on-one drill where you have all day to get open. It's you got to beat your guy and be where you're supposed to be at when you're supposed to be there. And I think he struggled with that early, but as of lately, you know, he's spending in extra time. He's a humble guy. He works hard, and he's starting to get that timing and rhythm part of offense down. So he's getting off the line faster. He's getting to his route, getting into his routes, and he's already smooth and sudden. The rest of it is just, you know, God-given talent. So I think once he continues to learn the game and learn the intricacies of his position, I think he'll be great.
Who is that competition going? the third job in your mind? You've seen those different guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's actually pretty close. We're still trying to determine that. I think, you know, the next two preseason games will be, you know, a crucial evaluation for that. You got Maragos, who's come in and played solid. Ed Reynolds came in and made a bunch of plays. Przinski's come in and played solid as well. He's had a strong camp. So, you know, we'll see. And I think it's going to be fun to watch that play out. And, you know, over the next 2 weeks, I think they'll make those decisions.
And is it at least encouraging? I know it's preseason, but the pass defense, you haven't given up the deep balls. I mean, it's only been two games, but is that at least encouraging that was a big problem last year and now?
you're speaking from the perspective of last year, and so to not have the ball go over your head is an average accomplishment in the NFL. So we don't get excited about doing average things. Compared to last year, that was a great thing, but, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. And so, you know, it's one of those, we don't get too encouraged by it because we're just doing what we're supposed to do. We have confidence in the guys that we have out there, and we want to be great. So just going out and not giving up big plays is not something we get super excited about.
There were 70 last year.
If this was last year, we'd be jumping for joy. But this is 2015.
You mentioned Reynolds to somebody. What, in your opinion, has been the biggest change in his play or his confidence level from last year to this level this year?
I think the biggest thing is he's just making more plays. I think he's more comfortable with making calls, and he's taking a little bit more chances than he did last year. If you just watch the preseason game where he had two interceptions last year, preseason game, I think he had a play just like that and dropped it. And so just what making those plays, what that does for your confidence as a player is, you know, is like no other. So I think the more and more he makes plays, the more confident he'll get, the more plays he'll make. And, you know, it's fun watching him develop and really making a push to make this team.
All right, guys. Thank you.